My name is Trish Ware, and I am obsessed with all things pregnancy and birth, and helping you to navigate both the practical and the magical seasons of this journey called motherhood. I'm an all-day coffee-sipping mama of seven. I've had the amazing privilege of delivering many babies in my 15-plus year career as a labor and delivery nurse and as a mama of seven. I'm here to help you take the guesswork out of childbirth so you can make the choices that are right for you and your baby. Quick note, this podcast is for educational purposes only and does not replace your medical advice. Check out our full disclaimer at the bottom of the show notes. I have a very thorough blog post all about the golden hour after birth, which is your first hour after baby comes. And this is such an important time, not just for you, but also for the baby. There is literally so many studies and science behind how important this first time is with the baby. And in fact, I really hate that we say the golden hour because it really should be that day, should be that whole day. And the baby should be right there with you. And so what I recommend to the mamas inside of my courses, inside of my virtual services, is that we protect that time. Like, we're going to put up barriers. And so the important part of that is you have to know what is necessary and what is not necessary, what is convenient for the staff. And if it's just convenience for the staff, then we don't care, right? That's not important to us. So the reason it's called the golden hour is because that sweet little baby is going into a transitional period. They have been living inside of you, all cocooned, all safe, all perfect temperature, dim lights, and connected to you. They haven't been using their lungs. They've been getting all of their sustenance from the cord. And now they've been like thrown into the new world, right? So as soon as the baby comes out of you, right after birth, as soon as the cord is clamped and cut, and they're separated from you and they take that first breath, their system does this big change, this big switcheroo, right? And it goes from them being able to be inside of you and not using their lungs to them needing to use their lungs. And that is all, I won't go into all the details, but it's all based on that pressure change. As soon as the cord is clamped, they take their first breath, and they cry, right? This is why in the olden days, I've got my props right here. So that this is why in the olden days, they used to spank the baby's bottom to get them crying because they felt like they had to do that cry. They don't necessarily have to do that cry like that. We don't want them spanking their bottoms. But you remember back in the day in old movies and in real life, the doctor would smack them on the bottom. That's not a really good welcome to the new world. So what I want to talk about, let me get my notes so I make sure I've got everything. When they're inside of you, they're getting all the oxygen from your placenta through the cord. And once they come out, so when they're inside of you, they have a hole in their heart that bypasses what they're going to use once they're on the outside. So as soon as that pressure changes after birth, that hole closes, or it should, right? And now their lungs are going to be doing their job. That is a big transition. That is a big switch, right? So we want to make sure that baby during this first hour is where they're going to transition the best. Anybody have a guess what transitions them the best during that first hour? It's you. It's mama. So all of their senses are going to play a part in this transition during this. And I'm going to say golden hour, but I want you guys to hear me. As long as you possibly can, keeping them skin to skin in those first couple days is like the best thing you can do for your baby and for you. It'll help regulate your hormones. And I'm going to tell you exactly what it does for them, because it's really truly astounding what happens after birth. And I've got a whole series of blog posts on this. I'll link to them. Let me write it down because you know I'll forget. Let me put blog post. Okay, so baby comes out. The first thing that we want to happen when baby comes out is to be touching you. What I recommend is you don't have a gown on, you don't have a baby blanket between you and baby. It's literally skin to skin. Baby is right on your skin because, like I said, they're going to use all of their senses to acclimate and to transition. And we want that to be as smooth and easy as possible for the baby. So, do we want to let the nurse take the baby to get weighed? No. Do we want to let the nurse take the baby to do an assessment? No. Do they need to get their length and all the different things? No, that can all wait because really the most important thing is the baby has a smooth transition. And all of that is centered around mama, all of it. So let's talk about, I've got myself notes so I stay, so I can stay on track. So one of the coolest things ever, and I'll link to the blog post so you can see the video, but one of the coolest things, if a baby is left alone, uninterrupted, and we place the baby on the mama, the baby can actually do what's called a newborn crawl, and they can actually crawl up to your breast and get on your breast. Now, most of us experience something way different than that. And I'm going to take a little gander to say that it's because of us interrupting and doing all the things that we do. But if we didn't do all that and we left the baby to their mama, mom and baby alone, not touching, not moving, not rearranging, not interrupting, the baby's going to get to the breast. They do the breast crawl. However, what most of us experience is like more difficulty with that first breastfeeding, which if you guys can tap something or let me know you agree that this is what's happened for you as well. Most babies and mama's first time they're breastfeeding, they have difficulty and they have trouble, and it doesn't come natural. And there's all these things, but I would say that it has a lot to do with the environment and the vibe and how comfortable you feel. The more we can leave you alone and uninterrupted, the more smooth this natural process will go. So, what I want you to put in your birth plan is to say that you want the lights dim right after baby comes out. Repair is done, whatever the doctor needs to do, they need to dim the lights for you and baby. When they dim the lights, the baby's little eyes just pop open because they need to use how many senses? All five senses. So, what's really cool is the distance that the baby can see is about from your chest to your face because that's where they need to be, is right there so they can see you. So, let's start with the sense of smell. So, the sense of smell is one of the biggest factors that we need to protect during that immediate skin to skin. I read this study about the breast crawl, what I was telling you about, and part of that newborn breast crawl is that the baby will come to the smell of the breast and to the smell of the amniotic fluids. When you reach down, you grab your baby, your newborn, you're getting that familiar smell all over your hands and then onto your chest and onto your breast. So don't wipe it off. If it's meconium or something, that's fine. You can go ahead. But as far as what you've touched the baby as the baby comes out, it is actually part of that process for the baby to smell the environment they just came from, which is amniotic fluid and vernix and all the fun stuff that comes out on the baby. So as you bring your baby up to you, you can just rub it on you, and that's going to let the baby smell it and be more acclimated and get adjusted. So no clean boobs here, ladies. That boob smell is actually a part of that process too. So that sweaty smell, the amniotic fluid, the vernix getting all over you, that's so much a part of this process. So this is why we don't want a gown. You don't want the gown to absorb all that goodness. You want it to go straight to your skin. And as you move the baby around on your chest, you're getting more of it on your chest, which is helping your baby say, "This is safe. This is a good place. This is where I need to be." And the next thing we're going to talk about is their hearing, right? So as far as their hearing, their sense of sound, the soothing sound of your voice, they know that. And they may know your partner's voice as well, or whoever was with you the most during your pregnancy. So talk to your baby, sing to your baby, make sure that your partner, your birth coach, your birth plan all says during those first couple hours, I don't want a lot of chaos. I don't want staff in and out being loud. I want the lights dim, because you want to protect these brand new baby senses that are, all five of them are directed to you and the baby. And it's so incredible to watch. And so that when you're murmuring to your baby, when they're laying there, so you've got your baby laying right here, right in the safety zone, and you're murmuring to your baby knows that voice. The baby recognizes that voice, and it's soothing. So tell the baby all your hopes and dreams. Tell the baby all the prayers that you've prayed for the baby. Just remember to have everyone else should be talking quietly and not interrupting this process of the baby listening to you and hearing you. And then, like I said, the sense of sight. We've got the sense of sight that's playing as well. So a baby that is placed on its mother's chest, okay, this is so insane. And I have had the honor of witnessing this so many times. And it honestly gives you the chills when you see birth and you see the similarities in a birth in California, a birth in India, a birth in the UK, anywhere. There's similarities, and one of them is this mother newborn gaze. And so if your baby is 8 to 10 inches, they can see about 8 to 10 inches. If a baby is laying on its mother's chest, and this happens with so many births, you guys, it literally gives me the chills. The baby will find the mom's eyes, and the mom and the baby will lock onto each other. And we call it like the mother gaze or the mother baby gaze. I don't remember what it is, but it's such an incredible process. It's so hard to like adequately explain. But I remember one time I was cleaning up after a delivery and I was getting everything organized, and I was talking quietly to my patient, and I looked over and it literally just took my breath away, because it's one of the most beautiful experiences to get to witness. And what an honor that I've witnessed it so many times. But the way that a baby looks into its mother's eyes, it's like they know each other. It's just, it's crazy, and it's really amazing to behold. So don't let anyone take that from you. Don't. All right. So the sense of sound we've talked about, the sense of sight, the sense of touch. So part of this transition is you touching the baby. I always recommend that your partner, your birth coach, wheels up a chair next to you. We put your bed down as low as possible. If you're having a home birth, have your partner get into bed with the two of you. And both of you have hands on top of the baby. And make sure they're clean, except for yours, but your partner has not been touching birth stuff. So you want to everybody to get in there and touch on the baby. Not everybody, you and your partner, not everyone else, because the touch is going to help the baby acclimate as well. What's really amazing about what happens on top of the mama, some of our biggest concerns when your babies are born are blood sugar control, them being warm, temperature control, and are they learning how to breathe properly? The respirations, the temperature control, and the blood sugar, guess what regulates that? Anybody have a guess? You. Being skin to skin with mom actually regulates all the systems that we're worried about. So what they've been working on and what we're leaning towards is even doing resuscitation on top of mom, because mom's breathing, mom's temperature, mom's voice, the sight of mom all regulates those different systems that we are so concerned about when baby is born. And if we can have baby on mom and their breathing regulates, that is much better than us doing anything a little more invasive. So here's your key takeaways today, okay? Know what is happening with your body, with your birth, with your baby. If you go into your birth empowered and ready, then you're gonna know if it's appropriate for them to take the baby off of you, if it's a time that baby should leave you. I personally say the only reason baby should leave you is if the baby needs resuscitation. And like I said, some hospitals are doing resuscitation on top of mom because it makes sense. You are the baby's regulator. Research the breast crawl, watch a video, or you can look at my blog post because you will just, it's truly miraculous looking. Remember that the baby uses the sense of smell, sound, sight, touch. You want to protect all of those things. So to protect the smell, don't wash your hands. Get the juices all over you. Let the baby be directly skin to skin. The sound, you're going to ask the room and the staff and everyone to keep their voices down so baby can hear you and your partner. The sense of sight, you want the baby within 8 to 10 inches of your face so they can gaze into your face and have that beautiful connecting moment. The sense of touch, you and your partner keep your hands on baby skin to skin. They're on you, so that's the touch. And then you can put your hands on them. Use a soothing voice and talk to them. Tell them how much you love them. You guys can tell this baby your hopes and dreams for this baby because your voice also regulates them. Don't wash off for a little while and just remember to keep the labor room calm because we don't want anything to interrupt any of those things. We want to be able to let the baby transition as gently and naturally as possible. If you're having a cesarean, you can still do a lot of these, and they should be letting you do skin to skin starting in the operating room. You should not have to wait until the PACU. And I would fight that till you're blue in the face because your baby didn't go through the vaginal birth delivery, which does a lot of things that the baby needs. So the baby, those C-section babies need that skin to skin so badly, and you need it because it also regulates you and calms you down. So a lot of times when we're doing repairs or something, if we put the baby on mom, her vital signs will regulate as well. So you and baby should not be separated at all.
Hey mamas, I hope you enjoyed this little Instagram live. I get so passionate about this exact topic. In fact, I have an entire class called The First 48 Hours After Birth, and it is coming soon. So if you want to get on the wait list, hit the link in the show notes, and I will add you to the wait list and I'll send it to you. It's a totally free class, and I literally go off the chain because I am so passionate about the miracle of birth. And what happens between you and your baby is truly miraculous. So make sure you hit that wait list. We have a discount for our birth classes just for you guys. Not only will you get that free class, but you'll also get some other bonuses if you join one of our signature birth classes, Calm Labor, Confident Birth, or the VBAC Lab. And that coupon code is PODMAMA, and you'll find it in the show notes as well. And the reason that I'm doing that, you're going to get $50 off because I am just so honored that you spend every Friday with me. So have a fantastic day. As always, I'll see you again next Friday. Bye for now.